I'm not surprised to see the creation of dozens of fake images of politicians, including myself, given that a deepfake only takes a couple of minutes to make and costs absolutely nothing. And while the majority of the images that I've seen on this website, particular website, are not malicious or sexually explicit, they do highlight the ease of at which the public can access fake images and videos of public figures. I believe this online bank of images only scratches the surface of what is being created, many of which are far more likely to be more malicious in nature. And the most popular type of deepfake is pornographic. 96% of deepfakes are created are sexual images or videos, and women and girls make up 99% of the impacted victims. I've been sounding the alarm on this issue for several months now, and I fear we are facing a tsunami of fake images and videos that will destroy reputations and completely undermine trust in our political system. And it's only a matter of time until we see a devastating consequence emerge from the forthcoming flood of misinformation. Through my work on the Gender Equality Committee, so the Women's Rights Committee here in the European Parliament, I've called on the Commission to significantly increase deepfake detection and prevention tools and address gender-specific digital threats within AI regulations. So we have the likes of the AI Act and the Digital Services Act, which already exist, but authorities are struggling to keep pace with technological change. And at a member state level, we have, at Irish level, we have COCO's law. But again, there's no legislation that addresses the creation or dissemination of deepfakes that are not classified as intimate images. So again, that loophole is creating issues upon issues upon issues. The government must work to future-proof our legislation and ensure that public are protected against deepfakes and other damaging technologies that will continue to emerge over the coming months and years.